We're joined today by JD, whose name is obviously being protected because JD has actually been working within FEMA for 12 years. He's also got 19 years experience in respiratory care. JD's anonymity is being protected along with his voice. As you can imagine, he's putting himself at great risk bringing us this crucial information, including what is behind the FEMA camps, what is behind quarantine camps all over the world, what is going to happen with the next planned pandemic. And also some intel on 5G, what we know right now, which is limited right now, but you know, we could be expecting a 5G attack. We'll let you know what we know. JD, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Maria, for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So I want to start this off by saying that I've vetted this individual. I've come to know JD through some very, very trustworthy contacts and, you know, through various communication that I've had with these people who are on the forefront of this information war and are on the forefront of military intel. JD's come through to me, and we've been speaking a little bit behind the scenes prior to arranging this interview. I am absolutely astounded at some of the information that he has. So JD, where do you want to start? Because we have so much to discuss today. You have so much information from behind the scenes that people need to know about.
Well, first of all, I want your listeners to know that I'm going to read these scriptures. So, you know, we're always talking about, you know, doom and gloom. And this is what I rely on. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And then the next scripture is Ephesians 6, 12, because this is what we're really dealing with. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And, you know, that's basically what we are dealing with. It is against good and evil and against God's people in his image. And God has put me in a unique situation doing different things. Like you had stated, I work for FEMA for the last 12 years. And hopefully I can shed some light into this darkness that we are in. And also in the medical side, we will go over that as well. We'll try to connect the dots, so to speak. So I can go into it if you'd like.
Well, first, I think it's important for people to understand what FEMA is. Now, a lot of my viewers would know, but if in the event they don't, please explain to for us what FEMA actually is and what role it has.
Well, actually, FEMA, you know, started at the time of, I think, 1979 when Jimmy Carter was in office. And it was a for emergency management and civil defense. And after 9/11, you know, DHS was created and Department of Homeland Security. And FEMA was under Department of Homeland Security. So basically, we're another extension of Department of Homeland Security. And we are going, you know, we do the bidding of Department of Homeland Security, basically. So when I started working there, you know, I was just like, wow, this is great. I'm working for FEMA. But the more the last 2 or 3 years, you know, it seems like it's a command operation center. And we are going to be doing the bidding of whatever we are asked to do. So basically that is, you know, we're on the front side. We are the emergency management. We're there. It looks like we're going to be helping people, which we do. But there's so much more involved in FEMA, so many different facets. And we can go into that, you know, later if you want.
Well, I'm interested to know all the different facets. I know that that FEMA camps, for example, I've been speaking about camps for as long as I can remember, because I saw something far more sinister when I saw those camps being constructed, and I remember seeing footage out of the United States. I even recall reading information, JD, and maybe you can speak to this, about the plans to re-educate people inside of these camps. They were leaked documents that I found as a teenager. And, you know, it was talking about segregating people, specifically Christians, actually allocating a psychologist, having them essentially, as I said, re-educated. How far have FEMA gone in these plans as far as you're aware?
As far as I'm aware, I mean, the buildings, They built these buildings decades ago, and they're still building these buildings. Just recently, a large, massive buildings. I mean, and there's no indication of what these buildings are. I mean, even locally where I live. And also, they do mobile camps. They can do them at a moment's notice. And it's, so much that they do the infrastructure, but it's who is operating these camps. It's not so much, FEMA, but it's the other government agencies, and FEMA is just going to be doing, the bidding of whatever that may be. And we saw some of that, and we're going to probably see more of that with COVID. I mean, and we can go into that. And basically, it's just under the guise of health.
Yes, absolutely. My belief is based on what I've read years ago, and I cannot find those documents again, JD. This is back in the days where you could scour the internet for leaked government documents. These days it's much, much more difficult. If I knew where to go on the Wayback Machine, I would, but I've had people try and help me and haven't been able to locate them again. Should have printed them. The value of having hard copies is, forever something that's valuable. I do that now. But I think. I think my belief and my understanding has always been that these will be used for dissent. Now, you started this broadcast by saying you don't want people to be afraid, and I agree with you. And I don't fear when I see this information. It makes me want to fight all that much harder for our freedom. But talk to us about the intention, what you know about these being used for dissent.
Well, everybody needs to know. I mean, they can research it for themselves, but every state has a quarantine law and contagious disease under their health legislative. So they can look under their state and look at these. They have them, and they're under the guise of health. So your health department, your health leaders will be the law of the land, so to speak, and they'll use whoever they for their bidding, the police officers, the sheriffs. So they will be able to do that under the guise of health. And if we just look at what has happened with the biological disaster of COVID-19 and how FEMA got involved in that, I mean, it's just unreal. We had death certificates from all over the states, every state in this country. We paid up to $9,000 for each death. So we are actually killing our own and then paying the families for it. I can give you the information. We spent, and it's probably more than this, $2.6 billion to applicants and over 500,000 applications. And it's just unreal, the things of that nature.
We're talking
So
about hush
if we,
money here, JD.
well, they, no, these, this is a public program. This is a public biological disaster. These and it's basically people can submit their death certificates, but people have no idea, that COVID, the people are not actually dying from COVID. And we can go into that, because I had so much background as a respiratory in that area. So I mean, it's way more than that. And what I wanted to say is, people need to realize that FEMA is just another extension of the government, and they're going to do whatever is tasked. So I just wanted to read something to you about what they do with social listening. This is what FEMA does. It's like a propaganda tool. So this is part of FEMA. They'll do social listening. They'll go out on social platforms, and they will look and see what the reaction to it is from the public. Individuals within the communities may be more likely to comply with personal NPIs. NPIs is non-pharmaceutical interventions. You know what that is mask, quarantine, social distancing, contact tracing. So it says regarding the risk associated with non-compliance from trusted sources, and if NPIs are supported by local media authorities, religious and community-based organizations. So this is what they do. They go out there and make sure that people are really complying with this, or if they're not, well intended. It says here that with the community buy-in, This is it. With the community buy-in, many personal and community NPIs are relatively easy to implement. However, local authorities may experience strong opposition to widespread adherence to NPIs. So just listen to that. You know, this is the thing that our government is over us. So achieving widespread and persistent implementation of face mask use and voluntary home isolation can prove difficult, especially if access to supplies of face masks is limited and home isolation is difficult to enforce when called for. So what I want your listeners to listen to is listen, don't comply with this. Do not comply. And we can go over, just the different parts of what has happened with our medical side of it and with the health. And this has happened over decades of how they weaponized our health under the guise of law enforcement.
I definitely want to touch on that because what we're facing is medical martial law, and it's about to get a lot worse with the negotiations that the WHO is doing right now. The International Health Regulations amendments are absolutely astounding to read, crossing out dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms in the biggest act of screw you to the people. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable, JD. But I want to talk about this social listening. When you talk about social listening, where I've been looking at some of the jobs that have been posted, here, Canada, other places, and they're actually employing people to do this. There was just an article the other day from a guy saying how he's so happy. I mean, I don't even think he's a real person in the mainstream media, talking about how he's so happy that he's joined the public health industry and he can help with things like collecting online data about people's reactions to injections, people's reactions to not re sorry, people's feelings about vaccination programs and the public response to what the government is doing and public health initiatives or control measures. And he was, he felt like he was serving a greater purpose here. Talk to us about what this is really about from a FEMA perspective. Because it's not about improving the public's response, it's about controlling the public's response.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if you it's not about helping people. It's basically this is under the control of keeping you under control has nothing to do with your health. So what's behind it? What is behind that? It's not, people, I was never a questioning so-called conspiracy theory. But that word is just totally made up. I mean, it's a total, the things behind it is just to control us. And for what purpose? What is that purpose? I mean, I don't know, but it's a total control, to get us in these in a camp or whatever, or quarantine or social distance and wear a mask. It's just a total control.
Well, I think I have a strong understanding of what the reason is for this total control and someone that's behind it. We know that the World Economic Forum is pulling a lot of these strings right now, JD, and have been for some time. And Schwab openly talks about having infiltrated various governments, for the purpose of their vision of a technocratic totalitarianism. Yuval Noah Harari talks about being able to hack human beings' minds now. We're able to control, manipulate, change the way that people think, control the way they think, and manipulate them. He's used these words. So, I think that the technology that's been injected into people, whether people want to face the facts or not, it's there, is going to play a huge role in this. So, not only do we have programs like you're saying of FEMA doing social listening, and I guarantee if it's happening there, it's happening everywhere else. But now we face the threat of biometric data and your actual thoughts being sent to a central database.
Unreal. Unreal. I mean, that's, and people need to realize, I mean, I can go into the part of law enforcement and people have no idea what this is happening. All health facilities in 2006 were made part of law enforcement by the Department of Justice. That's your health facilities, that's your hospitals. And also in 2019, the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, went, that's public health, that went under DHA, Defense Health Agency. So all that's why we say military medical martial law, as a result of the FLEC. That's the Public Health Emergency International Concern, which you referred to, the WHO. So in 2020, the FLEC was declared. As a result of that, that's why we are still under military medical martial law, and every governor relinquished the control over to the Secretary of Health, every governor in our state. And people don't even realize that. So this is under the CFR 42, Part 70 and 71, Interstate and Foreign Quarantine Regulations. So they can look up the Code of Federal Regulations and see that. And that's also what the states use as well. So every state has the quarantine law, the contagious disease under health. So basically the hospitals are part of that. You go in, you have no rights. Your rights are gone, and you can't get your loved one out. The sheriff, the police, they will not get them out because they're under that law enforcement.
Yes, very good point. You know, you go in and you tell them, I don't want remdesivir for my loved one, and then they go and they push for it anyway. You know, and there have been cases where they go and administer treatments even though the person that's representing the individual that's unwell does not consent. And it really is this complete takeover under medical tyranny. And what we've seen so far, JD, is a micro scale of that, because we're what the WHO is trying to implement now is a global, you know, and I was just on InfoWars this week talking about this. It's not just where the WHO was recommending before. And yes, what you're talking about is absolutely correct, because they've changed the laws to allow for this. But it's not just the recommendations of the WHO now. It's the enforcement. You have to comply or else. What, tell us from a government employee perspective, from an insider perspective, if orders like that come down, what's the messaging like within an organization like FEMA, for example?
Just like any other government agency, when COVID, the mandatory vaccinations, it was horrific because, you know, my colleagues, you know, took the vaccine. I mean, it was just unbelievable, and I'm not the only one. There's thousands of us, you know, that refused to take it. I mean, it was unbelievable pressure. It's just, you know, it's like, it reminds me of, you know, of the time of Hitler. You know, it's just like, it's just unbelievable. I just wanted to just kind of go back to what you were saying about the WHO and the remdesivir. And I wanted to refer to those death certificates that the families submit. You know, they are not dying from a respiratory. They're dying from septic shock and renal failure. So that goes back up to what you just referred to as the remdesivir. It has nothing to do with COVID. And it's the protocol that they have in these hospitals. They're killing with the remdesivir and the other 8 or 9 other drugs. And then they vent you, and they're getting paid for all that. All the different parts are getting paid. That was part of the CMS waivers, and I had, you know, gave you that information as well. All this is a total plan, and people, if they didn't go in the hospital, they would have not been killed. I'm sure, because we could have, you know, they could have been saved at home. But that's just a total part of that.
I don't disagree with you. They could have been saved at home. They could have been saved if only the governments around the world didn't suppress life-saving medication. If only we knew what the actual problem was. Was it 5G? Was it a bioweapon? Was it, as Karen Kingston says, part biological, part technological as a weapon? I mean, we know that there is a bioweapon out there, definitely in the injections. Some people will argue with me, JD, that, you know, viruses don't exist. I'm not trying to have that debate. I'm trying to tell you that the global governments are trying to kill you. They'll do it by any means necessary, and they will plan further attacks, and we know for a fact that they are. But what you just said about we're killing people, and we're doing it with remdesivir, and we have the data. You're not telling us that as, because most people that listen to my interviews would know that. You're telling us that as an insider.
Yes, definitely. Most definitely. The protocol The military medical martial law is happening right now, every minute in the hospitals. The protocol has not changed. That's what people need to understand. That protocol is still the same. Biden renewed it again, and I tell you, the doctors, they will. I mean, just a mother giving something to a child, they will not give these basic things like vitamin C or even fluids. They will stick to the protocol that Fauci put down from the NIH. And like I said, if they refuse remdesivir, there's like nine other drugs. And what it does is it stops their organs and their bodies fill up with fluid, and then they vent them and they die. And it's not from COVID. I mean, these are factual things that we know of. It's just happening right now. And also the CMS waivers, the patient rights were taken away, and Medicaid waivers. Each CMS waiver, that's the Center for Medicare Services, those waivers under the requirements of 42 CFR, there's another code of regulations there. Those waivers were done and your rights were taken away, and people have no idea until they get inside. And then it's very, very difficult for them to get out.
And you're speaking from a United States perspective, but this has happened in every single country.
Yes.
And you know, it's the uniformity of the approach. It still blows my mind today, even though I know the agenda, even though I've been reporting on it for so long, it still blows my mind today how well planned, well thought out this was in order for them to get away with what they've done. And whether they're going to be held accountable or not, I mean, I know people are trying. For the most part, they got away with it, JD. They got their 70% double dose goal. They got their goal of injecting people with a poison that's killing them. They got their goal of injecting people with nanotech. They have done it. I want to get your thoughts around what is happening in China.
That's just, there's something. I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, Ebola, Marburg, whatever, another coronavirus, whatever it's going to be. I mean, you look at Biden, how he's, basically will not allow any foreigners to come in without being vaccinated. It's just could be another scare. I mean, it's just like COVID, what happened there with that. And then, we can refer to a little bit about, the EMFs and the 5G and things of that nature as far as, viruses, and I can read some of that information. But I mean, it's going to be something. We know that, and I can, attest to the intel that I have, and what we have done received from other credible former military sources as well. I mean, it lines with that another plandemic is coming, the next 3 to 6 months. And we believe with 5G towers, the light source, the direct energy weapons, something of that nature. And if we look at the FEMA planning, FEMA has the planning, a pandemic action crisis plan. So in 2023, a biological pandemic crisis action plan. So whenever they do these plans, they usually come to fruition. So it just lines up with the other intel that I'm getting, that 5G is going to play a role in this, or the towers, they got them everywhere. I mean, these are medical warfare weapons. And I'll just give you a quote from Dr. Robert Young. Humanity needs to know and understand the source of what is being referred to as a viral infection. Is in reality transmissions of directed pulsating microwave radiation that can lead to pathological coagulation, oxygen deprivation, heart failure, and death. So all these cell towers are what we refer to as death towers, or weaponized death towers, are like having 300,000 plus microwave ovens on the top of a stick, and have them weaponized with 8 to 10 megatrons per cell tower, with a minimum of 3 megawatts per megatron times megatrons equals 300 megatrons, or 30 million watts of power to transmit. With a flick of a switch, every living thing is direct energy weapons path would be fried like a frog in water and cooked in death in a few minutes. So, I mean, these are the things that are around our schools, our buildings, our light posts. They even make pine trees and palm trees. I mean, if you've seen these across the United States, I'm not sure over there, Maria, but I mean, it's just unreal. And it has nothing to do with your cell phone.
I haven't seen them here. What I have seen is the streetlights that Silicon Valley whistleblower Arman Jabi warned me about. You know, certain types of streetlights are being built in every single major city where we've got surveillance everywhere. But according to Arman Jabi, he says that many of these streetlights can be programmed to kill. Not only that, but the voltage of these lights are designed in a way so that you can't look up. You have to walk with your head down, constantly subverting the human being, you know, making them incapable of being proud of anything because they have to look to the ground as they walk and, you know, feeling like slaves at every moment. So, all of these technological weapons that you're referencing, I'm not surprised. There's the World Economic, sorry, the World Health Organization, JD, just announced that they're going to put their cancer research organization, I can't remember the name of it now. I'll look for it on Telegram while we're talking. They're going to put them, they're going to task them with finding out. Here we go. International Agency for Research on Cancer is going to be responsible for coordinating a risk assessment on the dangers of 5G. So the World Health Organization, who is run by a terrorist and are liars and have made sure that you don't get life-saving medication in the time of a so-called pandemic, are now making sure that they're controlling the information that you get about the dangers of 5G. Here it is. IARC to coordinate production of a risk assessment on 5G exposures as part of the EU-funded C-Wave project. These guys are, it's a new project called, listen to this, JD, scientific-based exposure and risk assessment of radio. They have to say that it's scientific-based because it has nothing to do with science. I guarantee you, their results will come back safe and effective.
There is no vaccine that is safe and effective, and we're finding that out. It's just God did not design our bodies to be injected with a vaccine.
No, but we're
Totally.
talking about 5G here. They're doing
Yeah.
the 5G assessment. So nothing that they do is safe, and nothing that they do is effective. It's all intended to harm, maim, kill.
Yes. Yes, from all the radio waves, the EMFs, we live with them. They're all around us, and that's the key there, that our audience really, or your audience there really needs to know, don't fall for the next pandemic. Do not comply. And that's what they're hoping for. This is a long haul. I believe 15 to 18 years. It's not going to be, done overnight. So it's a time to think critically, to pray, to be aware of the things, the people that's been on your show, the things that are coming, not to fear, but to help others, to go to your law enforcement on the 5G. There's information out there. You've had it on your show, and go to your local leaders, do your research. And I think if we have enough people aware, we can stop the evil efforts.
Well, a part of making people aware is making them aware of what information is going on behind the scenes. You mentioned to me something about FEMA strategic plans. Is there anything in particular that we need to be aware of? Because I'm certain that those plans would be mirrored here in the UK, in Canada, and everywhere else.
Yeah, just basically that these plans, this is the 5-year planning calendar. So if you look at the biological part of that is, from the end of 2022 was the quarter up to the three quarters of 2023. That's their plan, the Pandemic Action Crisis Plan. So if you look at, Event 201 and all those other things that they planned, that they came to pass. So it just stands to reason, if the things that we talked about here tonight, if you disconnect the dots from the beginning, of what we discussed, and if they all connect together from FEMA, from DHS, from our health and the medical and the military, all that, they all connect together. So what's happening, what happened with FEMA and all that, and then what's happening in our hospitals, it all goes together. And you connect the dots, they're all working together under who? WHO. They're directing the shots. And you talked about that. They're right now in secret meetings, planning to get this WHO, this next thing passed.
Yes, they are. They are, and they are If this goes through, JD, it's over for humanity. I'm not overstating this. It is over for humanity if this goes through. Please, if you haven't watched my segment on the Alex Jones Show this week, please go and watch it. It's on zmedia.com with James Rogusky, talking about the US action. And I've openly said we're working on Australian action. I've been in meetings this week with some amazing freedom fighters that are working on something tangible for people to take, inform people of, and also make contact with politicians, senators, all of that. This is the number one issue facing the world right now. And if you thought medical martial law was bad before, where you had police on the streets checking your coffee cups in Australia to make sure you're actually drinking coffee, sometimes I feel silly for talking about these things over and over again. But we have to remember, JD. We have to remember what they did to us. And if you thought that was bad, just wait.
Right. That's the key. Don't comply, because some people are like, well, I'll just do this and it'll get better. It won't. That's the test. That was the test right there. So there is another pandemic coming. And I don't know if you ever had Dr. David Martin, and the patents. They have 10 more patents after the COVID. So it's not, going to end. I think if we stand up, we go to our local leaders, go to your sheriff with the information. And I'll refer to Doc Pete Chambers. He has a website. He has information on there about the 5G, and the medical part of it. Todd Callender, attorney, same as well. They have the information. Go to your local, go to your sheriffs, go to your legislators, let them know about these things. Stand up. And also Mark Steele. He is excellent on the 5G. I don't know if you've had him on your show. And Dr. Robert Young, the one I quoted on the 5G and vaccines.
I've
So
had
there is,
Dr. Young on, not Mark Steele.
yeah, and I saw him the other day with Todd, and that was a great interview on the light, the 5G and the UV lights, the LED lights. I mean, those are things out there you can research, and you can help and make people aware around you. And we can do this. We can, I mean, there's more of us than them. Don't you agree, Maria?
It's definitely growing. I would say that at one stage, I mean, I've always believed that there are, if people knew the extent of what we're talking about, and if they weren't stuck with their heads in the sand, too afraid to face it, JD, this would have been over and done with in a week's time. The problem is that people, I've been told, oh, your information scares me. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Go and watch the mainstream media telling you about the royals if it's scary, or prepare yourself as a soldier knowing that you are under attack for every possibility, the worst possible outcome. And if it doesn't happen, great, you've prepared yourself anyway, you've become more resilient in the process. Dr. Pete Chambers is actually the one who said to me, I mean, this is something I've implemented in my own life beforehand, but in an interview with him, I said, talk to people as soldiers. And he said, you have to prepare for every possible outcome. It's the only way. You have to think of it as a war because that is what they've declared on you.
Amen. Amen. And he just did a video recently and said, follow me if you want to live. I mean, that's awesome, because yes, if we have to have boots on the ground. I mean, if you think about it, if th 2 or 3 years ago you would have told me I was doing would be doing this, I would have thought you were crazy, but God is waking people up. And if it's just me, I know I woke up. There's can be more that can wake up and see these things around us for sure.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I mean, even as someone that's known about the New World Order since I was a child, my father taught me. September 11 happened. I was 10 years old, and he said, "Right, you need to sit down and watch this," and told me the truth about the world governments, the New World Order, September 11, everything. Some people may argue that's too early to tell a child. I am grateful that my father did that because I grew up with a realistic view of this world, and so when it hit in full force, I wasn't afraid. I saw it as, right, this is the battle that. This is it. This is our final battle. You know, we've spent so much time trying to live in the world pretending this isn't going on. Not that I ever did. I mean, as I said to you, I couldn't. I've said many times in the past, I couldn't shut up. I was often in trouble at work, even, you know, in senior leadership roles, because here I am refusing to wear a mask and refusing to shut up about the New World Order. But, you know, we get to the point where we say, right, that's it. This is it. This is humanity's final chance. If we don't defeat this now, it's going to hell in a handbasket. And I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest about that. But I always have hope. And I love your message, JD. You know, I'm a believer in Jesus. I'm a believer that God gives us strength and courage. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to face what's coming. We just need more people to rise up with that courage and continue to take the action that's required. I just want to ask you one more time, this pandemic action crisis plan, is this something that's publicly available?
No.
Okay. I want to touch on a few things that you mentioned there. It talks, tell us again, the timeline that is mentioned in that plan.
Okay, the timeline, it started on the fourth quarter of 2022, and it goes in to the third, almost the fourth quarter of 2023. So that's the national pandemic plan, you know, because like I stated earlier, we have 10 regions throughout FEMA that's all over the country, and, yes, and each state is under those regions. So that is the national plan. So that just tells you, you know, and it goes along, like I stated before, the other intel that we are receiving goes along with that as well. And that's, you know, has to do with some other, you know, across the pond, other countries that have contacted us. So, I mean, it's not just this portion here. So they all kind of coincide together, the intel that we have.
And is it talking about a respiratory virus?
No, it says biological. So if you think about it, we just had COVID biological in every state. You know, we have disasters, you know, it's fires, you know, hurricanes, floods. We had a biological disaster. I mean, I just like, it's never been heard of. We're for disasters, for natural disasters. So this has been a plan. You know, we've had these pandemic exercises for a long period of time. And it's just part of the plan that they put in effect. You talk about the, you know, the New World Order. I remember, you know, George H. Bush talking about that, you know, the New World Order. My parents, you know, tell me about that. So, I mean, it's just been a plan for decades, and people need to realize that, you know, they took advantage of Americans, you know, because Americans said, you know, no one's going to come in here and we have our guns. And that is the only saving grace, I believe, in our United States, is because we still have our guns. And they realized that they couldn't come conventionally, so they came under the guise of health, and this is the way they're doing it.
Well, look, even here, they couldn't come conventionally. We don't have the same gun laws. You know, they're very restrictive laws, and they still did it under health. And I'll tell you why, and this is from the, if I'm not mistaken, the NIH website itself. It says, according to a study, and this is according to an interview with Karen Kingston, health is the most successful way to control people, a health scare. They yes. know this. If we think that they don't know what makes us tick, we're dealing with demons here. If we think that they don't know what makes human beings tick and that they haven't mastered fear, we are very naive. They know that public health emergencies are, or perceived public health emergencies are what works best to control the people. This is why they've come in through the medical side. And if I can quote the Bible, in Revelation, it says that in the last days, people are going to be deceived through pharmakia. So we know mm-hmm. that deception will come through the medical industry, through the pharmaceutical industry, and that is exactly how they've done it, because they understand human psychology. And mark my words, these people are not atheists. They are not atheists. They are trying to usher in the beast, trying to usher in the Antichrist. And in the end, it's all gearing up to you taking the mark that will mean the eternal loss of your soul. Do you hear me? The eternal perishing of your soul. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sugarcoat this, JD. It's so important for people to understand. Do not comply under any circumstances. And you have God on your side.
Amen. I mean, this is a time for people to really come to God, I believe. And like you said, the word pharmakia, that's witchcraft and sorcery. I mean, that's just like evil sorcery. And you're talking about over 100 years of medical tyranny from Rockefeller. They got rid of the naturopaths. They ostracized them or they killed them. And this is what we have. You know, and this part, this medical part, it's going to crumble. I mean, I think it is starting to crumble, and I believe that. And I think our political system, I mean, all of it really needs to crumble and renew it. And definitely, we are dealing with demonic powers here, you know, and they're going after the most precious thing of God, you know, his children made in his image. And you talk about babies and children. I mean, you talk about the vaccine. It's just unbelievable what's happening. And they're trying to deny it. These people just dying, you know, suddenly. And it's just going to get worse. I mean, it's just going to get worse for sure.
They're dying suddenly, and not only that, but their DNA is being changed. The image that they've been created in is being changed forever. So we must avoid these products at all costs. We have to keep battling this. But you know what, JD? I really do believe this, because sometimes we talk about the fact that, you know, they're spraying things into the air. I'm not surprised if they're spraying, you know, the graphene oxide. We know that that's being found in the air, in the soil.
Yes.
I really believe that the people that are in this battle and the people that put their faith in God, they won't be affected by this. I truly do. And I am comforted by the strength and the faith that I see in people. As this progresses, there is a clear divide between the people. And you're either completely submitted to evil or you are completely on the side of good. This isn't left or right anymore. It's good versus evil.
Yes, I believe that. I mean, and there's so much hope. If people would come to God, there is hope, you know, because, yes, I mean, it's totally evil. They've ruined, you know, our soils, you know, from the ground, you know, up. I mean, it's totally, you know, they're spraying things in the soils, and we're in the malnutrition state. And it's just, you know, but I believe, you know, like you, it's, you know, God can help us. You know, we don't need to fear. You know, we have on our side, and he is going to win in the end, for sure. But it's going to be, you know, a very long haul that we're in, and we need to, you know, wake more people up. And, you know, God bless you for what you're doing. I mean, it's just awesome. And I think, you know, I've seen the doors open unbelievable the last 2 years. You could not imagine. And I'm sure you could attest to the same with the networking and what people are hearing.
Yes, yes. And I see it increasing, and I'm grateful for it. And it depends on the viewers of this broadcast sharing this information. You heard it from the mouth of a FEMA whistleblower himself. We are looking at another pandemic potentially in the next 6 months. It's potentially going to be a 5G attack. Maybe that's the test run that's happening in China right now. Maybe there's nothing happening there. But what we do know for sure is that they're not over with their plans. The WHO will finalize, if they're not stopped, their IHR amendments by May of 2024. It looks like they're angling to do it sooner. So please share this information everywhere. Tell everyone, avoid these products, these shots at all costs, and resist no matter the cost. Again, JD, thank you so much, and we'll speak to you very soon, as soon as we have more intel.
Thank you, Maria, so much. God bless.
God bless. Z Media is proud to announce our limited time partnership with Goldstackers, Australia's leading dealer of gold and silver bullion. In such uncertain times in the market, many are switching to lasting physical assets like gold and silver rather than depending on the crumbling financial system. Goldstackers is an Aussie partner you can trust. They have a huge range of available gold and silver at competitive prices, a friendly, experienced team on standby for all of your questions, are family-owned and have been specialising in precious metals for over 40 years. They're looking forward to helping anyone that has come through Z Media, so click the link in the description below or call 1300 618 363. Let them know you've come through us and secure your wealth today.